This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. If you look at one of those maps that tracks temperature, you'll see a fair amount of the world right now is red, which is to say hot, very hot. So much so that yesterday, the world experienced its highest average temperature since we started keeping track. That's according to an analysis of federal data by the Climate Change Institute at the University of Maine. Heat affects our health, our morale, and our work. As temperatures become more extreme, both productivity and pay can take a hit. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on how we can cope.
It was 90 degrees at noon in Baltimore today, where contractor Prince Xavier Biabo is doing a gut renovation of an old townhouse. To stay hydrated, he says he drinks 2 gallons of water a day and eats about 20 slices of watermelon.
You know, till I get off of work. Then when I get home, I eat probably like 10 more.
You can smell the earth inside the townhouse Biabo's renovating. They're working in the shade on the ground floor, but there's no air conditioning or fan, and it's still really warm. Biabo says when it gets super hot, say triple digits, he can feel himself slowing down.
And it doesn't matter how much amount of water you would drink, you would feel tired.
That fatigue is common in high temperatures, says Patrick Baer, who studies adaptation to heat as an economist at the World Bank.
And that translates into meaningful reductions in productivity.
Baer says in years where the annual average temperature is 2 degrees higher, overall economic output falls by around 2% as workers slow down or need to stay home. He says there are adaptations employers can make. Requiring breaks and hydrating like Biabo does both reduce workplace injuries. And in some places in the American South, construction and road workers move to the night shift.
Part of that is because they're trying to minimize the negative effects of construction on traffic, but a big part of that is actually trying to keep the workers out of really high temperatures.
Baer says factory workers are affected too. And in the long term, we might see more manufacturing in cooler places.
You may just choose to move that facility from Texas to Minnesota, say.
Back in Maryland, Prince Xavier Biabo says he's doing his best to take care of himself so he can handle the changing weather.
Might be a little bit hotter, but when you do construction, it's like you got to deal with it.
Because we're likely to see more hottest days ever in the future. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.